Have you gone? Are you still with us, Zion? Can you speak?
We're cooking right now, Bob.
Ah, good. All right, let's see if Sean has anything to say. Sean in England.
Hey, Bob. Hey, Ion.
Hello.
Hey.
I was wondering if we can talk about the fastest spot to your joy.
The fastest spot to your joy. Okay.
If you don't know what the fastest spot to your joy is that where interaction with Ion comes in helpful?
It can be, it can assist you, but don't make it such a big to-do, because to acknowledge that it's such a big thing to do puts it there. You see?
Yes, and is that the devotional authority thing that I tend to fall into? Wanting to make it a to-do?
Okay. Right.
Ion, quiet is right. Yep. Unfortunately, yes, that's what you tend to do.
Sorry.
Well, we're working on that.
No work required, though.
Just relax.
I just said no work required.
Yeah, it's just when you, the control thing, is that just where you know that non-physical...
There's the rub, the control. You have to decide whether or not you are. You have to make sure you get it or don't. You got to decide if you're happy with it or not. You start off down the long, long road, the slippery slide of the abyss, thinking everything is just teacups, roses, and a great big delicious apple Charlotte with raspberry filling and a puree. But then you find out the white bread's molded. And the white bread's molded. You toast off, now you're making a Charlotte with molded white bread. You can't do that. You can grow penicillin with it, but that's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a Charlotte on your happy way of delight to find what the fastest path to your joy or joy is, potentially. So we'll say, let's do it this way. Get you straightened out just right. First of all, you need to get 6 pounds of firm, non-juicy cooking apples. Golden Delicious is always reliable. 1 cup of granulated sugar, 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract, 1/4 cup of dark rum, 3 tablespoons of butter, 10 to 12 slices of homemade type white bread, 4-inch squares, and 1/4 inch thick. 1 cup of clarified butter, make sure it's not burnt, not brown butter, just clarified, and 1/2 cup of apricot preserve forced through a sieve or a food mill. 3 tablespoons of dark rum and 2 tablespoons of granulated sugar. Now, you can do 2 cups of creme anglaise. That's the custard. Creme anglaise is the custard. Or 2 cups of lightly whipped white cream flavored with rum and powdered sugar. Okay, now, you're going to need a heavy bottom stainless steel or enamel pan 12 inches across. You're going to need a wooden spoon, probably a couple of them. You're going
to
need a 6-cup fireproof cylinder. Yeah, a 6-cup fireproof cylinder mold,
yeah.
About 3.5 inches high. You need a pan and you need a serving
inches.
Platter.
That's
okay.
A,
you got
that's
that?
A week's pay, Ion.
Right, you got that.
Yeah, well, I'll have to.
Do we
I'm
need to start over? Oh, no, 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 we can start. No, we'll start over. Okay.
You're just one among us.
She's trying to find the fact.
I know, Ion. Spell it all out, Ion. Spell it out, Ion.
I understand the metaphor.
Don't tease us. Don't tease us. Okay. So what happens is you're asking what the fastest path to your joy is. And so if you're not sure, then make a Charlotte.
Okay.
That's pretty straightforward there. Sean, do you have another topic?
Do you want to know how to make a Charlotte? You quarter peel and...
No.
No, you don't want to know. Slice
the mute button?
Okay.
Where's
four
the mute button?
But I'll bake more and enjoy baking.
Till tender.
And you get more than you hope for.
Then on the rum and the butter. Raise to a boil. Continue for about 20 minutes.
Raise to a boil. I'll raise you 50.
To a boil, yeah. Then you preheat
that
to 425. Remove the crust of bread. Cut them into squares, semicircles. Fit the bottom of the mold exactly. Saute for high golden brown and 3 to 4 tablespoons of clarified butter. Fill them in the bottom of the mold. Cut the rest of the bread up into strips of 1.5 inches wide. Dip in the clarified butter and fit them overlapping each other around the inner circumference of the mold. Trim off protruding ends. Pack the apple puree into the mold, allowing it to form a dome about 3/4 of an inch high in the middle. It will sink as it cools. Cover with 4 or 5 buttered dipped bread strips. Pour any remaining clarified butter over the ends of the bread around the edges of the mold.
Is this different, Carol? Did we do this?
Set in a pan to catch the butter dripping.
Are you
bake
repeating?
In the middle of the preheated oven for about 30 minutes.
Is he repeating?
Slip a knife between the bread and the slices of mold. There's mold. Damn, there it is. Mold.
No.
Slides of the mold. If the bread is golden brown, the charlotte is done. Remove from the oven and cool for 15 minutes. Reverse the mold on the serving platter and lift the mold up a few inches to see if the dessert slides out, if it'll hold. If there's any suggestion of collapse, lower the mold over the dessert again. It will firm up as it cools. Test after 5 minutes or so until the mold can be safely removed. Boil the apricot, rum, and sugar until thick and sticky. Spread over the charlotte. Serve the dessert hot, warm, or cold with the optional creme en glaze. See, and that's the fastest path to your joy. Julia Child said so.
Did he repeat himself, Sean?
No, that's a new recipe.
You won't catch us repeating, Gossip. You better be sure and listen the first time.
Okay, Sean, do you want to bring up another different topic, or is that it?
The eye blocks in the Sahara Desert making oases. How can we move into that?
That's top secret. Yeah, you're not supposed to know that. That's, well, how did you get that? You got a mold in here?
She's got mold on her bread, Bob. She's trying to make a charlotte. She's trying to make an HMS charlotte.
Here I am editing data wherever we go, and Ian probably said it when I wasn't looking. And everybody knows, so it's not fair, Ian.
I thought
we were keeping that. More than once, has he?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that means you're listening. Do you have a question about it?
Is it something we're going to learn to do?
No, sure. No. We'll tell you all about it. Just ask us.
Obviously, I'm trying not to take too much control because I don't know. But non-physical does know. So
we're waiting for somebody to take control. So it's okay. You're as good as any.
I'm driving myself. Okay, let's go.
Did you have a question about the oases? I mean, stay on topic or something.
Yes, because
you're
going
to have top secret stuff that we're going to have to tell you and kill you. You better get it all right now if we're going to kill you. You better be sure.
Okay, so the environment's going to change. That will obviously mean seeds and stuff will grow differently. Is that where the
porum.
Oases...
It's porum.
Yeah, and then the eye block in the Sahara Desert, is it literally for any desert, anything that's dead or literal desert sand?
Bob, is there a question there?
Okay.
I don't know. Try it again, Sean.
Are we talking literally turning barren soil into where oases grow?
Yes, we are.
And are we planting things or just
you don't have to. You don't have to.
Eye blocks?
Yeah, you don't have to. Once you have a spent eye block and you dump it in a desert, it'll draw water to it. And then the seeds will start and things will find it and everybody goes to eat things. They take a poop there because there's water and then it grows. That's how it goes.
And then the eye blocks, does that come from the eye cell?
Kind of the other way around, but maybe.
Eye cell comes from the eye block.
We thought the eye block came from the eye cell. Which is it, Bob? The chicken or the damn egg?
I don't know. I was just trying to say the opposite of what Sean said.
Ion, did the chicken and the egg come together? That's one.
They do.
Lovely.
No,
so then
the chicken was the egg
cell?
Way of getting more eggs.
No, it was albumin. It was albumin.
Albumin. He's the guy who drove OJ back in June 95 in the white Bronco, right? Albumin?
No, that's Jack Serfati.
Colleague in football. Ian's been mentioning him, Karen. We're going to have to go into Jack today. Ian's been prompting us to finally let's look into Jack's physics. All right, we'll do that. Back to you, Sean.
So getting the blocks, is that going to come from the RNA drops?
No.
The stones that are forming?
No.
No.
No. No, Bob's acting like 50 sales on What's My Line. No, it's not that. No. No, What's My Line. You remember What's My Line, number 50 sales? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's 40 years ago.
No, he's no, not good. Yeah, you probably ago. Still watch Jack Parr on TV, too.
I watch Jack Parr at Speed Dial.
Oh, what about the Mike Douglas show? That's where Bob learned how to talk right. The Mike Douglas show.
Yeah.
Remember the Mike Douglas show?
Yeah, he used to have Frank on. He was the first to have Zappa
on. He did. It was that was a sad day. Sad day, but somebody had to do it.
The National Treasure broke on that day. All right, Sean, is that it? Do I move on?
Oh, wait,
no,
ask about the new methamphetamine recipe. They want to know, Bob, they're asking on the chat line how to make a good recipe for shake and bake, where they have to gas off the ion strips, the lithium strips.
Yeah.
They got to gas them off. If you don't gas it off, that thing will blow up on you.
Ion, the RNA drops is the bread of the living water, which makes me think it's okay, so that changes us, so we become... the living water flows from us.
No, you got crazy ideas. It's all
Soupy
physical.
Sales. Come on, Soupy. You got it. You got it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You got Kitty Carlisle here, and she's fixing to guess you out. She's fixing to call you out. Okay, so you're asking about something about something. Yeah. You know all about him.
Yeah. Tell us. Yeah.
Tell us. She had three husbands. He was the last one.
Yeah. He did well on Broadway in the 50s.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what is it, John?
My intention is to connect us to the iBlock so that we can make oasis in the desert.
Did you say Argos?
iBlocks.
The iBlock does it. What are you confusing? What are you getting mixed up? You got the drops.
No.
Drops have nothing to do with the eye block.
Yeah.
Drops were a mistake, a sidebar, filling in, waiting nervously until the living water showed up.
They were flushing it down the commode, and we told them don't throw nothing away. Then we said, stop, don't flush it down the commode, and they flushed it down the commode. Then they worked on Renew, and they got Renew, and then Bob put a whole bathtub full, had a bathtub full, like gin. Had a bathtub full of Renew, probably a couple $100,000 worth of Renew. And he got in there and got himself all loved up, and he juggled up, and then he says, okay, that was good. And he pulled a cork, and $100,000 worth of Renew went right down the tube. It's a lot more now because they sell it. It's got the little pump. Y'all like the little pump bottle? Ain't the little pump bottle cool? It's very nice to get the product out. We had a pump before. It lasted a long time because back then you couldn't get it out of the bottle, so you lasted a really long time. And it was great stuff because it was safe. You couldn't get it out. But now you got the little pumper stuffer, and it'll pump, pump, pump. It's all good. So that's good. But that's what happens. It was actually a mistake, a cruel, dirty mistake, and it'll be over soon.
Do we have a pump bottle now, Carol? Oh, okay. All right, Sean, you have one more little aspect before we move on?
Aspic. Oh, we adore aspics. We adore aspic. You want a good aspic recipe? It is so wonderful. You can make it like a conserve. Aspic. You said aspic? You did. Aspic. It's like a conserve when you have salted meat. No, aspic is not aspects. There are not aspects of aspic, Bob. Aspic is what we're talking about. So if you want that, you make it like with a conserve. It's a hot, sweet fruit that you serve with highly salted meat. Cuts the salt of it. A conserve in aspic. It's so wonderful. That's a good thing. Good, Bob. That's a good segue, Bob. CKLN.
What is aspic?
It's a condiment. It's like a condiment. Bob might know condiments.
Yeah, so you get restaurants. The little things
it's in jello.
We have a main
deal. It's like on City Island when they make the jello. When they make it too thin, you just drink it. Like that.
Right.
Did City Island make jello, girl?
We never made jello there.
But he just said they did.
I remember jello in Montreal.
Now, what was that about jello on City Island?
I don't know.
Hey, Ian, I want to thank you for that alkaline acid balancing you recommended that helped my nervous cough.
Yeah, yeah. It's a dish with the ingredients that's set from gelatin made from the meat stock or consomme. For non-savory dishes, often it's commercial gelatin mixes without stock or consomme. It's usually called a gelatin salad. When cool, the stock made from meat congeals, makes them from the natural gelatin found in the meat. The natural gelatin comes from the marrow of the bones. Yes. That's why we expect aspects, Andy, in your world.
Aspects.
Region or realm.
Something aspects. From these.
A-S-P-I-C. That one, Bob.
I-V?
And don't worry, we put S-P-I-C. C. C is in cunt.
Aspects. Okay, I guess that's a sign to move on. Thanks a lot, John. Thanks a lot, John.
Your spelling is too slow.
See, they
John
said it was too fast. They said we were going to the bathroom. They said we were going to 100 miles an hour, 99 miles an hour. They said we were going to slow it down. It's all okay. We will. There's a squelch button, and Bob keeps pushing it, so it's okay. Tomato aspects are nice, too. Lycopene.
Greg or Ginny, do you have something to say?
Ginny Bale.
Hey.
Oh, here's a Bloody Mary aspic. How about them smackers?
Hey, Ian, I wanted to ask you a customer service question first.
Don't you find it weird when they call asking if other people's magnesiums work as good as ours? Isn't that the silliest thing? Over and over and over, it's insane. It's kind of like, why would you ask someone, what are you going to say? Yes, theirs is better than ours. What are you?
I know.
What are you going to say? It's silly. Where do they come from? Where do you draw these people from? We need to get you better customers. That's what we need to do, Ginny Bell. Now, what's your question, darling?
That'd be so sweet of you. Why don't you do that? I had a lot of customers in the last 2 weeks asking me about all of a sudden they're feeling dizziness.
Yeah, that's right. That's the change in the atmosphere. Now, when some people will self-medicate, so they're trying to overcome it, but you can't overcome it. The dizzy comes from the balance. Because you're actually coming to a different level. The bubble, the blood gas. Now, we're not saying you got to go have blood gases drawn because, those are done arterially. And, those hurt. And I would let nobody do it except for Dr. Carolyn Dean. She could do blood gases, but it really, really, really kind of hurt. So they have to go deep. But regardless, they're starting to have more CO2 in the blood. And that gives you a euphoric, bubbly feeling. So it's almost like not like I'm falling down dizzy or vertigo dizzy. It's more like wispy. It's like, wow, what's going on? If you were suffering from hypertension, you might say, oh, my God, my blood pressure's up, kind of dizzy. But it's really not like that either. It's just like a swimmy dizzy. It's the atmosphere's changing, and you're catching up to it.
So when customers say they're feeling dizzy or whatever, so the response can just be, okay, well, the atmosphere is changing. And
No, never. You'd never want to tell them that. Never. First of all, if they ask what we say, we said, Ian said, if you're not ascending, to go on and kill yourself. That's what Ian said. If they ask what we say, that's what you tell them. You said, if you're not ascending, Ian said, to go on and kill yourself. Okay, because it'll be over soon. No reason to wait. But if they're not asking, if they're asking you, delicious, wonderful you, you can't do that because that's not how you roll, darling. So don't do it that way. Do it this way. Say, notice your environment. Have you had environmental changes in your environment? Have you changed? Has something changed? Have you added or subtracted things? And let them go into this mindless pursuit. Oh, my God, yeah, I got a new toothbrush, and yes, my hairspray ran out, so I got a new thing, and I'm on dialysis, and I have yeast, and I died completely of yeast, and I'm down to nothing, and the yeast has got me, and I'll never survive the yeast. It's making me swimmy head. I have yeast on the brain, yeast in the ears, I've got yeast in my eyes, I've got yeast in my teeth, yeast everywhere, coming out everywhere, so it's yeast. So let them search through their house to see what environmental changes have changed. And when they notice those changes, list them every one, every single one. take the swab in the inside of the washing machine and scope it out good. Because hypocrite biology says that if you're swimming headed, that means that you're drowning, then you're drowning in a sea of germs. It's germ drowning. It's germ warfare. It's the latter days, the reign of the latter day germs. The germs have taken over. The world is coming to an end. So they're just getting the influx of this notion. Okay, so here's what you do. One thing, make a list and check it twice of exactly all the environmental things that have changed. Go over each one of those things and remove them out of their environment and see if the swimming headedness goes away. It'll take about 6 or 7 years to go through the list if they're thorough. But once you document all that together, they will be absolutely sure beyond a shadow of a doubt where the swimminess is essencing from.
So very good.
Tell them that. It's environmental. It's environmental. So it's environmental changes. So whatever they're in, if they're swimming headed, to change it. If the dark makes it, or the light makes it, or the hot makes it, or the cold makes it, or the wet makes it, or the damp makes it. If they get a hot flash, you know, women folks will get the hot flashes, and then they get swimming headed, then go stick your head in the freezer. Works if you got asthma. If it works if you got asthma, stick your head in the freezer. Or drink a cup of really hot coffee, strong black coffee. That'll help too. But what the point is you have to change the environment because you're getting used to the new amount of radiation. See, you don't even realize how many rads of radiation you're absorbing now. So it's all good.
How many are there?
Tons.
What is the, tons? What's the normal amount? Like, what was it on the day that Kennedy was assassinated in 1963?
About 50. If you got 50 rads, they said you'd be about dead soon.
At that time, that's what they said?
No, that's
yeah,
what.
Now,
if you got 50 rads, they'd kill you.
Now what is it?
They had to move it up just recently because of purple, when purple blew. Now, like 200 rads up to, gosh, they say 1,000 rads does you in. But now we're fixing to move it again, so it'll be about 300 to 400 is okay.
And that's everybody, regardless if you were at Fukushima or not.
No, Fukushima's here, darling. Fukushima's
no, but
everywhere.
I mean, that's everybody on the whole planet.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's
yeah.
being affected. Okay.
But it's raising up. It's raising up. They say 10,000 rads, you're dead, fatal, within weeks. But in 6,000 was Chernobyl. But now you're coming up to like 200 to 300.
And that's just every day we're just rolling around on the planet and minding our own P's and Q's, and it's just like the frog in the pot, and it just keeps getting warmer and warmer, and we're just adjusting, and not really noticing per se.
We can say okay with that.
But not everybody's adjusting. A lot of people
right,
I mean, on the drop.
Right,
if you're on
right.
if you're on the drops, I'm just talking about being on the drops and using the complement form. But I mean, if you're on the drops and you're good with all that,
you're okay. But a lot of people aren't. They're getting irritable.
Well, we told you what to tell them. Put that on your website. I am said to send or kill yourself. There you go. We ain't making no claim. We said kill yourself. That'll solve it. This product is only for dying and dead people. Give it to the corpses. Do you love your darling relatives? Have you gone to the great beyond? Well, get some magic miracle elixir for your dead people. We could call it Relazarus, Bob. You want to make a Relazarus?
That's a boring
dead people.
I,
get something for the dead. Oh, sorry. We digress.
Yeah.
Forget
yeah.
all that. Well, Jenny Bell was talking to us, so we thought we'd go ahead and get it out there. You know how that goes.
Okay, Ion, let me ask you on a personal note. Can you describe for me the sensation that is occurring in my heart, chest area?
Happy.
Did you say happy?
Happy,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
Chest pain, does it count? What she has?
Chest happy. Sensation.
New bra necessary there, Ginny. Get a new bra.
It's happy. That's what happy feels like. But you got all this stuff going on, and you wanted to carry the weight of the world. Well, now you got it. So, That's the feeling of happy.
You wouldn't know, Judy.
Okay.
Uh-huh, we just told her. That's what happy feels.
No, before that, she didn't know.
Oh.
You've got to restate the statement. I wanted to carry the weight of the world, and now I've got it, and that makes me happy. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you got what you asked for. You're happy now.
Yes,
it's
I
a
did.
Lot. And it's a lot.
Uh-huh.
A lot. And it's like, a lot. So it's like, okay.
So it's happy.
That's what happy feels like. When you get what you want, to the degree, to the nth degree, if that's what you call happiness, then that's what that feels like.
So it comes and goes, so that's all right. And it keeps me up at night, and that's okay, too.
When do you sleep anyway? Okay, here we go. You calling in customer service. Ring, ring, one ringy-dingy, two ringy-dingy. Thank you for calling the Ion Helpline. This is with RNA something, reset, come on. Hey, we're glad y'all here. How can we help you today? Go ahead, Maya, tell me what's wrong.
And I just say, well, I've got this gurgling in my chest, and it's really strange, and it doesn't hurt.
Okay. Oh, okay. Are you ascending, first of all? Are you ascending?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay, because otherwise it's simple. Just go and kill yourself. You know, that's it. Don't waste no bullets or nothing. We'll put more lead in the water. There's enough lead everywhere. They're all dying of lead now. It's so much fun. So don't worry about that. So if you're ascending, here's what happens. Your body's going to go in the natural ebb and flow. Well, do it this way. Remember when you cut yourself last?
No, but it was a while ago, I think.
Yeah, when you bled. You could see your blood.
Okay. Yes, okay. I remember that.
Yes, okay, even like when you get like a paper cut or, you know, the cuticles, sometimes you get the cuticles get all messed up like that. That's terrible, but sometimes that happens. When you get some blood, when you get that blood on the outside of your skin, watch what happens. And it's almost like it's really strange of how it changes. You know, blood, once it like scabs, it turns dark. This doesn't, it changes. That's how you can do a little smear and test. If you have one of the little strikers, like if you do a glucometer where you test your sugars, your blood sugars, you can do a little scratch, do a little drop on just a little ping, a little stick, you know, a little ping or stick, just a stick, and smear it on a really, really, really white piece of vellum and watch it dry. You'll see some differences than other people's, not ascending, not on the product drop stuff, blah, blah, blah. Then that's a little different, so you can look at it and see. But the gurgling that you're talking about, it's just you're catching up with you. And you got to know, you're handling the whole wide world. So when you handle the whole wide world, the cares of life have a challenging time of staying dim when you're dealing with the cares of the world. So you have to balance that. And now, thank you for calling the Ion Hotline. So what you need to do, anytime you have it, get right up out of that bed. Just get up out of that bed. Get up. Either jump on Greg or do relations or go outside or go run around or just get up. Anytime you have it, get up. If you're ascending, which you are, it's a touch of enlightenment. Don't waste it. It's telling you to get at it. So when it happens, get up. And stay up for a little while, and soon, it won't be long, a day or two. Honey, you'll lay down on that bed, you'll go to sleep, and you won't have nothing. You'll be happy. You'll be asleep.
Okay. Very good, Judy. Thanks. Good questions.
Thank you for calling the Ion Hotline. We're just like Bob Neverett. We're going to stay with you till you buy or die.
Okay,
thanks, Bob.
Good. All right. You're welcome. Go ahead, Susanna.
Hey. Hey, Ion, I wanted to know. The person that Roxy brought up, I can't remember her full name, Agrete, I think was the last name, the person whose corpse doesn't deteriorate.
Right.
Maria Del something.
Yeah, Agrete, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Where
that damn Dimitri money.
It's
right there. Her essence is right there. It doesn't dissolve.
Why'd you say Dimitri money, though?
The Dimitri money paid for it. Damn Dimitri's.
Is she related to Bob in some way?
Everybody is, sooner or later.
So you're saying that her essence is there, with her body.
She just zombified, but she's just right there. She can get up if she wants to. She's too damn lazy. Get up.
Is she bilocating still?
Still? Okay. Then let's just say yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she bilocates to other places?
Well, that'd be the essence of bilocation. You'd be in two places at the simultaneous time. Yes, good.
Was it her choice to stay there in her body?
No, it was not. It was not. She didn't want that at all. No more than Sleeping Beauty wanted to eat that pie as an apple and wait for Prince Charming to come stick his tongue down her throat hole.
So the circumstances that made her be in that situation, can you describe
The damn Demetri is a damn Demetri money made of pies and it captured her, put her in the zombie land.
But was there something she knew that they didn't want her to talk about?
We can't say Bob will yell at us again, and we don't like him when Bob yells at us so much.
No, I free you up for that topic. You know, you can.
Oh, it always starts off real good. It always starts off real good, but it ends in tears every time. It ends bad.
Right,
yeah, this guy, he'll lure you in there. Oh, it's all right. Just don't. You can talk about it, but don't say much. Ion, do you think we can produce this? Oh, well, don't ask us. We don't know. Hey, Bob, if we talk about this, you think you'll put it on there? I'll put what I want on there. I run this place. I run this show. Who are you think you are? Get back in that box. Get back. Get out. And then there we go. And then days go by, you won't even answer the phone. That's what happens.
He will answer the phone. He will if you talk about this.
Oh, nice. You think I'm going to trust you with this little bit, honey? No. Trust and foundations are far high-minded. Money is vulgar, and common people shouldn't handle it.
Are there other people who are in the same situation as Marcus?
Yes, there are. A lot of them seem to be in Russia lately. It must be like a thing they like to do.
And did the Demetris have to do with all of those? Or
no, they just had the patent. They just, the oligarchs. That's so cute. The allotropes. It's allotropes and oligarchs. That's it. The allotropes win every time. The allotropes have it every time. So it's just a formula that actually now Bristol, Pfizer, Squibb, they're fighting over it now.
You're talking about the poison that was given to Maria del Rete?
It's a potion, not a poison. Poison's so terrible, the word. Potion. Poison is what you all take when you go to the doctor and he writes you a script.
Mm-hmm.
That prescription is poison. Yeah, poison. That's right, poison. That's right. Antibiotics, poison. Yeah, that's right. You got it?
Was smoting not an option for the Demetri family for Medici.
We call it Demetri. We call it that damn Demetri money because Catherine used to make fun of how they she said it because she'd always slur their names because she was afraid they were going to take over all of France.
They being who?
The Demetris.
The Demetris.
Oh,
it was all in play. Because they weren't anything, but they ran everything. They financed everything. They did everything. Uh-huh. They'd put you on the throne and chop your damn head off and then put somebody else in the throne and then pies and they'd run you out. And they, on behalf of Dobby, his little sop. Yeah.
Dobby died in the last Harry Potter show.
With his little sock.
It opens with his cemetery.
Did the Medicis smote people?
Did they what to most people?
Smote.
Some people.
Promote.
Smote.
Smote, Bob. Smote. S-M-O-T-E.
Peter. E. Smope.
As in Edwardian.
Yeah, Smope is black belt and smoting.
Yes. And did I hear, Ion, you said yes?
Yes,
he did. This is pre-printing press.
so people were on their game. You had to have all your skills, mystery landscape, anomaly potentials going for you to survive in
And you weren't that long from coming from being God, so you really didn't need all that. It's the further you went down into the abyss is when you started needing the Gutenberg galaxy. You didn't need printing press. You didn't need type. You didn't need that. Now look what's happening. You're coming back to being God, and now the machine does everything for you. You tell the lucky box you don't even have to type anymore. You don't even have to tip-tap-type. You don't have to do anything. You just have to push the little button and say, Google, you motherfucker, find me something. And it goes, blah, 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 and it comes right up, and it tells you all about it, even how to make a Charlotte.
So what you're saying is the closer we are to recognizing our power, the more we are capable of smoting easily.
Oh, yeah, Bob's been doing a lot of it lately. Yeah, he's a smoter, smoting. Yeah, Bob is. He's been tearing it up lately, gently and quietly and happily. So if he's not taking your call, you'll know what's wrong.
And can you tell me the difference between smoting and death?
That's Bob.
If there's no death, what happens to you when you're smoted?
Well, you no longer have a little man body.
But what happens to the rest of you? Your essence.
You're still eternal. Kind of circular, isn't it, darling?
Mm-hmm. So at one point you said when you smote somebody that everything, all evidence of that person disappears.
Yeah, now when Bob does it, yeah, it's as though you never were born. He erases you from everything, even on the ancestry leaves. He even erases your ancestors. He erases everything that ever was connected to you ever, like you never were, ever.
Never were in a little man state?
Ever,
because
in all of it.
Would that not be uncreated? And I thought that couldn't be done. You couldn't uncreate.
Bob can. God can. Humans can't, but God can. God can uncreate.
So you are saying being fully in your power, you can uncreate.
Hell yeah. What do you think a black hole is? It uncreates. And you are God. You made that. You fixed that.
Okay. Wow.
What about a vacuum? First of all, can you spell vacuum? That's the first question. If you can do that, after you Google it and find out that there's two U's in vacuum.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
Yes, if you find out there's two U's, then you have pleurisy. Pleurisy, go to the doctor and he'll give you some medicine for that. But minus the pleurisy, you'll find out that in the duality of a vacuum, that you can't create in a vacuum, they say, but there's two U's, so anytime there's two U's, you may.
Last Tuesday, you mentioned to, I think you were talking to Eliza, you made a statement that if we didn't start creating, you are going to get more and more physical.
Yeah, like Olivia Newton-John.
And then earlier, you stated how the stronger the abject connection to us, then the something, it seemed like, I can't remember exactly, but it seemed a little bit foreboding what you were saying about.
Ooh, that's a big word. What does that mean? What does foreboding mean? We like that word. We must know what it is. Foreboding. Tell us about foreboding.
It's a bit ominous.
The description or
the description you were what you were talking about seemed a bit ominous and foreboding.
And we said we really liked that, and we asked you what it meant, and you said it was ominous.
It's a warning. It was a warning. A warning?
No, it is not. Good Lord, Jesus, God, not. You don't even know what the hell you're talking about. It is fearful apprehension, a feeling that something bad will happen.
Yes,
with a sense of foreboding, she read the note. So,
yes, so that's exactly
fearful apprehension. Fearful apprehension has barely nothing to do with what you've been talking about for the last little bit. So
but,
start again.
Well,
now we know what it means, so everybody knows. And I know, too, because I'm glad you told me. Well, you really didn't tell me, but you could have told me. If you did have told me, I'd say, oh, okay, that's a nice word. What does that mean? We like to be literal about things with anxiety and trepidation or disquiet or unease or misgiving or suspicion or worry or a fear or a dread. There's an alarm. Or what about if it's an adjective? If it's implying or seeming to imply that something bad is going to happen. When the doctor spoke, his voice was dark and foreboding.
So you were just, I think you were using it, you were describing the scenario as I got that feeling. I got, no, I can't.
Bob, is foreboding ever a transitive verb? Can foreboding be a transitive verb?
I don't know.
I was asking Bob, darling.
Bob, can it be?
I don't know.
It's over. He's otherwise indisposed. Okay, nervously washing those hands for sure. Okay, we'll have to wait. We'll sing until Bob is through. What would you like to sing? That's some fa sol la. We know a little of that. How about some Dixie Chicks? They're fun. Or how about some Bonnie Raitt? Let's give them something to talk about. How about that? Is that fun? A little mystery to figure out. Yeah, he's busy, so we have to stop the show until he gets unbusy. We'll just have to do it again. We'll just have to do it again, and then Carolyn will slip the stitch, and that will end in tears, because she's the only one at the house that does anything anymore. So there you go. So now what?
So, Ion, was that your intent, was to be foreboding when you made those two comments?
Excuse me, just a second. Are you done yet, Bob?
And I'm a bit distracted. Yes, it's a transitive verb, okay? All right?
It can be a transitive verb. It can be a transitive verb. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
If it can be a transitive verb, okay, if it can, then yes, darling, that is exactly what we meant when we were being foreboding about the futurious amount of voluminous expletives that would be enjoyed in the short here and now.
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun. Does that help you or hurt you? Ask more questions. Don't let us get away with it. We wouldn't let us get away with that. Who do you think you are trying to let us get away with stuff? Don't you be letting us get away with stuff. We mean it. Don't get out of stuff. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't let us get away with it. You can do it. Go ahead.
Tear it up on the weekend.
It's good. It's fun. It's fun.
Let me ask you this, Ion. You said that Bob evoked you, and that all you want to do is to help to get us back into our power.
Power, back to God. Power is nice. But y'all get drunk. Y'all go Gordon Gekko on us and think you run something. They start trying to take over companies and shit. So that's just sort of silly and ridiculous. So we're not talking about that power. Get rid of power. The power twins are out and Power America Gun and Power Company. Southern Company's okay. Southern Company's doing real good, too, by the way. Y'all seen that? It's up, up, up. But that's the only one. The rest of them going away, of course. But Southern Company's going up, up, up.
So in getting us back to our power, in what ways, beyond doing the RNA drop and the eye block and the eye cell, how are you helping? In what ways are you helping? In what way? What is your role?
We're building a role. Profiteroles. You'll have to look it up in the book of Ezekiel to find out about the role.
Okay. And also the cloud, you're saying, the cloud where you're gathering all the data, you're loading it all up.
We're picking a nice, convenient spot for all of you to store all your filthy lucre that you can't seem to manage because you can't know anything anymore. That's how you're becoming a god, is you don't know anything anymore because now you don't know anything. Bob didn't even know for sure that foreboding could be used as a transitive verb. It's ridiculous. He's the one that graduated from the damn Gutenberg Galaxy in the first place. He's the one that can diagram the preamble to the Constitution of the United States that he's not even a member of yet. And he's the one that calls all this stuff and make his computer go to school so he can figure out how what was right and wrong and left and right and up from down. And then now he doesn't even know that anymore. So Bob has succeeded. He's won. He knows nothing. He knows everything and he knows nothing. And everything is right there, and nobody believes anything except for what we put in the Snowden's Wikipedia, the Snowden, the WikiLeaks, and getting all that straightened out. And suddenly, $50.91 a share. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah, that's great. Hey, Ion, one more question. Now, one time during an exchange that we had, we were talking about the Matrix or something similar, and you said, you whispered to me, take the blue pill.
Don't take the red one. Don't take the red one. The red one will give you yeast.
But the red pill is the one that takes Neo to find the truth.
If you get a loose tooth, it'll fall out. The tooth will fall out. If you study the scriptures, you'll find out there's a loose tooth.
Don't take the red pill.
Yeah. Take the blue pill.
Okay.
Take the blue pill, it's easy. The only way you can prove that you know the truth is to go through every goddamn lie that's ever been told in the whole wide living world. And then you're going to find out that the truth is a lie, and you're going to find out the lie is the truth, and then you're going to start reading Linda LaRouche, and you're going to wake up with something in your bum.
So what you're saying, if I understand correctly, is that to go after every detail or understand or try to figure out is not necessary. No action required. Just let it all happen.
Well, it is. It is happening. See, it is happening. They took and blew up a completely, perfectly good Brussels for no reason other than it was something fun to do.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. Was that the truth? Was that true? Were you there? Do you know? Did you know anybody? Is there any blood? Did you see the blood? Do you have the blood stain? Did you see the bullets? Did you see the bombs? Did you measure the spikes? Do you realize that if you take dental hydrogen peroxide and acetone, that you can make a bomb that would blow up the world? Now, everybody in the world who doesn't know what anything is knows that they can mix those together in the bathtub and blow up the damn world. So they put it it's like terrorism for dummies. I don't know what to do. Call the helpline. Get some dental grade hydrogen peroxide, 10%. Get some acetone found in paint thinner and mix them together precariously. And then get lots of ball bearings and rods and nails and razor wires and strips and pack them in a barrel and shake up really tight, shaken, not stirred, and blow up
and
yourself
blow
and
your
other
damn
members.
Self up.
Blow your damn self up.
It's self up.
Telling people how to make balls.
Like, Father, that's in the helpline. That's the,
they
we should
do a
put
little
that on
shake
the helpline.
And bake. They'll blow themselves
then shake
up.
Shake and bake, that's it. And then it's like methamphetamine. We hear good things about it. You shake and bake, shake and bake. And then we'll go, there goes another one. Bye. So what happened in Brussels is going to go viral. It already has, darling. That's what we've been telling you. There's going to be blood in the streets everywhere. We started this when we went to Joplin, Missouri, and the river running backwards, and the cow there blowing up, and blah, blah, blah. And Bob's 3-centimeter tsunami in Hawaii, that was great, a 3-centimeter tsunami. That one went in the record book. It's the smallest tsunami ever. People were up the hill. They were in there. People were coming. They'd sold all their worldly goods. They moved in with Bob and Carolyn. They had everything battered in to last for weeks and weeks and weeks, and the flood came and washed away. Bob went upstairs and went to bed and said, keep these damn nasty people out of my house.
That's true.
Went to bed and slept through the whole thing. It was great.
Good, I do.
So, Ion, are the RNA drops the blue pill? Or is that the living water or the bread of life?
They are neither. They are neither the red or the blue pill. They're neither. There's a movie called The Matrix. You should watch that, and it'll explain it. That wouldn't be something that's medicinal. We didn't say Medici. We didn't say Demici. We didn't say Medici. We didn't say that. We said medicinal. There's a difference. That's where that came from. Medici came from medicinal. So they're neither of those. You'd be more like saying, is Zion RNA drops are living water. That's the way to parallel it. Was Neo a god? That's the way. Was the Oracle qualified to help him be a god?
Okay, Susanna. Very good questioning.
Great.
Excellent, Susanna.
Thank you, Ion.
Okay, good. We can explain it. We can explain it. You need to watch Ascension, the show. Watch that. And it's short, and it's not complete, and it ends terribly or goodly or whatever. But it tells you everything you need to know. We're all in it, all over it. You'll see.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Susanna.
Thank you, Ion. Thank you, Bob.
But, of course, the child
okay,
of light
Roxy,
must be born.
Roxy? Are you there, Roxy?
Yes.
Hey, sugar love. How you doing?
Fine, but on Thursday, on my dream.
No. Fine, but. Is that and, but, nor, conjunction, junction? Fine, but. You have a fine, but. Roxy, are you bragging again? Are you saying you have a fine butt? You said you're fine, but what? There's a but. I don't like the but. What? Can it be just fine, or is it not fine?
I am fine, but I have many questions.
Okay, make a note, Bob. 3:38, Bob. Roxy admits that she has a fine butt.
Okay, noted.
Yes, I bike every day. Like, hello.
You bike.
Yeah.
Now, with your fine butt, what do you have as a question?
You told me on my dream that Alphonse and Camille are trying to speak to me. And,
we do.
I look for them, and especially Camille Flammarion, I thought really amazing.
The clarion rule.
What are they trying to tell me? You said Alphonse is the one helping me.
Well, you're not deep enough in it yet. You got to go a little deeper. You're at the second level. You got to go to the fourth level before we can tell you, because it'll send you a wrong way around. Okay? Go a little bit deeper. Do you remember when you woke up and you were, like, dying for thirsty and you were, like, choking for water, like, I'm going to die if I don't get some water?
Yes.
Well, that's when you were closest to going to the next level. But you didn't think you were ready, so you thought you were starving, so you brought yourself all the way back to get some water. And then you tried not to go back because it was frustrating. And don't make this hard, darling, because it's not. We don't make it hard. We make it fine and easy, and we wish the same for you. Because we appreciate all that you do. Everything is wonderful. Everything is grand. Blah, 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 blah. Two tears in a bucket, motherfuck it, and all that kind of good stuff. Now throw all that away and get back to normal and living. Get back to the fun part of becoming a god. And you don't have to know. You can send minions out to find those things out and bring them back and lay them at your feet. It's like in, who was that book where they had the Jabberwocky? They had the Jabberwocky and the Queen of Hearts said, bring me a pig, and she rubbed her feet on the belly of a pig. You know that Alice in Wonderland thing, Bob? Who is that? Carol Lewis?
Lewis Carroll Wyndham Lewis.
Yeah, that was. And so you should be sitting in a throne, Roxy, with a pig upside down with your feet on the pig's belly, rubbing your feet on the pig's belly. You shouldn't be chasing around trying to figure out all the wiles of the world. It's ridiculous. Soften it just a little bit and let it come to you. We're sending it just about as fast as you can swallow. So enjoy it just a little bit. It's not such a stressing pressure, whatever, because we'd want to kill ourselves after all that. It's a lot to do. Don't you agree?
It's very intense. Okay, another topic.
Well, we have one more thing to say. Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while you sleep, we'll find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world. It's my own design. It's my own remorse. Help me to decide. Help me make the most of freedom and of pleasure. Nothing ever lasts forever. Everybody wants to rule the world. There's a room where the light won't find you, holding hands while the walls come tumbling down. When they do, I'll be right there behind you, So glad we've almost made it. So sad they had to fade it. Everybody wants to rule the world. I can't stand this indecision. Married with lack of vision. Everybody wants to rule the world. Say that you'll never, 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 never need it. One headline, why believe it? Everybody wants to rule the world.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah, tears for fears. That's good. That was in pitch, too.
Yeah,
that was nice.
I'm laying down and I just remember as you were saying the lyrics.
It's a happy day. Now, we were trying to soften the butter, the frozen butter. Frozen butter is hard to work with. It stays, it keeps preserved, but it's hard to work with because it crumbles and it'll make a bullet that'll kill you, and then it'll melt away, and then they say you died of cholesterol with a butter bullet.
Okay. The reach of the angels that goes to the Castello dell'Angelo, if you see it from above, the castle is inside a pentagon. And around the pentagon is something like a star. I've seen many castles that look like stars. And I wonder why is this, it's like the circle is inside a square and then you have like in Chambord the four towers on the corners of the square and then all this is inside the pentagon.
Okay, that's solved by, you need to find out about angles of elevation and depression. Angles of elevation and depression. You got that?
Mm-hmm.
This is a trick. It's not like the magic eye, but it has to do with your line of sight. The line of sight with the inclination of the angles above the horizontal, like looking from the ground up to the top of a flagpole. The angle of depression or declination are the angles below the horizontal, like looking down from your window to the base of the building in the next lot. And that's the way it is in the castles. Those lines of sight are different than what the measurements are. And that's the angle that you're talking about, like the top of the cliff down to the object or vice versa from the base. The distance out, those angles aren't the same. They're intrepidly wrong. So you need to know and learn about angles of elevation and depression. And that'll answer your question, which is very good, by the way, and well thought out. We are so proud of you.
I'm so proud of you. Of
right, so sit up a little further and we'll pat you on the back, honey. If you need an attaboy, we'll give you an attaboy, 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 attaboy. You got it.
So Flammarion has I-O-N in his name. Flammarion has I-O-N at the end of his name. Flammarion, as a scientist, started using automatic writing and psychic contact. Was he preparing the ground for my public performance as a scientist, Ion? Did he help me?
Maybe.
Okay, back to you, Roxy.
What made me aware of him was that in a discourse he made, he acknowledges that many of his discoveries, he was a very well-known astronomer in France in the 19th century. He said many of his discoveries were dictated by Galileo, and he was convinced that there is this contact with the dead, that he said it doesn't have to be proven. He knew it's true because he had automatic writing, and he was discovering many things with the help of Galileo.
And you said that Galileo didn't transition, so who was actually, what was talking to Flammarion? If it wasn't Galileo, what was it?
Well, it was Galileo. He could talk to him.
Oh, but he wasn't in the spirit. He was in the physical.
Right. You talk to people and they're not in the spirit.
Why did Flammarion think that Galileo was in the spirit and not physical?
Because he's fucked up. He auto-writes, Bob. He auto-writes. How ridiculous. He's a sub-commie for Lyndon LaRouche. He's one of his little minions running around trying to prove LaRouchean rule. He's trying to prove LaRouchean rule, and he works for the sub-genius, too.
Go ahead, Roxy. Next.
He said that there is this type of telepathic communication not only a monkey.
Well, that's what's wrong with the rub. He's not there, and he's trying to make it be about it. So he tries to make himself be special, that he's the only one that can do this lolly, 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 which what he's doing is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. It's not even appropriate, but it's okay to talk about. But
he was trying to be objective. He didn't give all these things the type of obscure, occult, mysterious. He said all these things are part of nature, and it's only things that we don't know how to explain. And he was really trying to explain all these things in a scientific way. That's why I thought it's very interesting.
Yeah, I am. You're saying that his stated purpose was that he wanted to make people realize they could talk to the non-physical, but you're saying he was just trying to make himself superior to people.
He's trying to be something. Otherwise, he wouldn't anything. Bob, this is old Freud for self-knowing. That's what that's all about. It's ridiculous.
Old Freud, F-O-I?
Freud.
Old Freud.
As in Freud, Sigmund Freud. Freudianism.
I wasn't aware of him until you said Alphonse and Camille are trying to speak to you, so.
Yes, you brought him up. Is that what you're saying, Roxy? Ion suggested Camille Flammarion to you last week?
On Thursday, yes.
Oh, in the dream, the dream, okay.
Well, that's what we were trying to get you there, and we're exactly right, and this is good. You got to realize, though, that that representation, however, what you say may or may not be true, is an example of surrealism. It's surrealism.
Okay. Yes.
It's only when you do it in Mumbai, you can do it. It's okay. If you can do it in Mumbai, it's different.
Okay. Because of the Holy Week, I've been thinking about the angels because they have all these...
Yes. A lot of people got holes in them. Did you have a nice Maundy Thursday?
Yes.
You should celebrate. You should celebrate Maundy Thursday. And then they had Good Friday. See, this is the dead part. But guess what? The ascension is coming. We're fixing to go on the Emmaus Road, y'all. This is the time of year. Now, Passover is more important than this because that's when you get the bread of life. That's what that's about. The Passover lamb and the blood over the doorpost and the bitter and the sweet and all that kind of good stuff and the bone marrow. The bone there in the egg on the Seder plate for Passover. That's more important, but that's like what I think you call that the end of April. You see, April, May, and November, all the rest have 31. Six more weeks of winter. That's what it is. That's right, that's right. I forget them. I mix up an Easter Bunny did something, hippity-hop to the barbershop and something else. And it was settled by the itty-bitty-titty committee, and that's what happened. But those things are important. But this part is the part where you have the ascension. Without Easter, without the ascension, if he didn't rose from the grave, then you would be lost. You couldn't be God again. So it's very, very, very important.